In Illinois, it's a little bit tricky to get a binding ballot question on. We're not like California or some places that do their lawmaking that way. So what we have to get are 290,000 valid signatures of Illinois voters. To date, we have collected about 360,000 signatures. We're shooting for about 600,000 so that we've got a great cushion. If some of these people have moved or weren't registered to vote, we won't run into any problems.
And Cindy, you had a similar initiative that was pushed for in 2014. Mm-hmm. That was taken off the ballot by the courts here in the state of Illinois. How is this year's version different?
Well, we were actually, kind of fortunate in 2014 in that the judge who struck that wrote a very lengthy decision and talked about the fact that redistricting was fair game for the ballot under our Constitution, but that the initiative had to be crafted more narrowly. So we had criteria for commissioners about serving in other public offices, which we were told we could not have. So we just really focused in on the commission work and the drawing of the map, and we are convinced that we have got a very, very strong initiative this time that will survive the court scrutiny that no doubt will come.
Cindy, one criticism I've seen of the initiative thrown out there is that it could possibly dilute minority strength mm-hmm. in terms of voting blocks. How would you respond to that criticism?
I would actually say the opposite is true. This initiative puts forward, first and foremost, compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act. It would actually embed that in the Illinois Constitution. It talks about communities being able to work in concert with one another to draw to elect the candidates of their choice. It is, I think, a very, very strongly written in that sense. Right now, legislators, they are also bound by the Voting Rights Act, but their primary goal in drawing this map is to protect incumbents and to protect partisan advantage. And once we take that out of the dynamic, we can really, truly make a map that's representative for people.
Have you seen any other initiatives like this in other states that you've kind of modeled yours after?
Yeah, actually, both California and Arizona have adopted this kind of process. You asked earlier who would be on the commission. In California, over 30,000 people applied to serve on their commission. They ended up drawing a map that had a great large number of more diverse districts. It was much more competitive. There were lots of incumbents taken out, new blood brought in. So it was all very positive. And this time around, we see other states like Michigan and Ohio, Virginia, looking to do something similar. So, Illinois is really kind of leading the way here, but a lot of states are looking to change this process because there's just such an inherent conflict of interest when legislators draw their own maps.
Cindy Canary, Executive Director of Independent Maps, trying to change the way that legislative districts are drawn here in the state of Illinois. Cindy, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Brian.